Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, November 11, 2017. This is our review for lesson 236, chapter 51, entitled The Light of Life. This is part 2. Our opening hymn is entitled Jesus, the Light of the World. See the bright and morning star, Jesus, the light of the world. He has risen in our hearts, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. He's the lamp that lights our way, Jesus, the light of the world. Step by step and day by day, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. No more darkness, no more night, Jesus, the light of the world. He will shine forever bright, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, shine. Come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world. Dear ones, if any one of the little ones or the mommies or daddies would like to open with prayer, blah, blah, blah.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, we give you the honors to have this blessed day. We thank you for the Spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for the Spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins and the griefs in our past experience. Forgive us if we've done anything on your sight without even knowing. I pray that you may build you with us as we open yet another Sabbath and have yet another book to study. Forgive us all for our sins and the griefs in our past experience. Forgive us if we've done anything on your sight without even knowing. Help any of our brethren who are sick or hurt or even in not such a happy mood. I pray that you may be able to let us be strong, be faithful unto you. Let us be able to keep on doing the best we can, showing your reverence, and let us be able to keep on trusting you and giving us courage to handle any troubles. Let us also be unselfish, noble, self-forgetful, reverent, discerning, humble, and let us also keep on having our thoughts mainly on you. Let us be able to also keep on doing the best we can to spread your word to any person who needs to understand it. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being in the land that you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. Our opening scripture is from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, from the King James Version, and it reads, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled, The Light of Life, in our study book, Desired Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to follow with the scriptures, Babala.
Sabbath lessons, one and all. John chapter 1, verse 18. No man had seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen.
Luke chapter 2, verse 32 says, "A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6 says, "And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth."
John 8:25. Then said they unto him, Jesus saith unto them, "Even the same that I sent unto you from the beginning." John 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue my word, then are ye my disciples indeed."
Sabbath blessing, everyone. John 8:32. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, dear family. Today we will cover pages 464 through 465 of our review. We are in Desired Ages, page 464. Blah, blah, blah.
Desired Ages 464. That was the true light, which lighten every man that come into the world. Amen. And the world has had his great teachers, men of giant intellect and wonderful research, men whose utterance have stimulated thoughts and opened to view vast fields of knowledge. And these men have been honored as guide and benefactor of their race. But there is one who stand higher than they. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God.
No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He had declared him. John 1:12-18. We can trace the line of the world's great teachers as far as our back as human records extend, but the light was before them. As the moon and the stars of the solar system shine by the reflected light of the sun, so, as far as their teaching is true, do the world's great thinkers reflect the rays of the Sun of Righteousness.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Who is the one that stands higher than the world's great teachers? Men of giant intellect, men whose utterance have stimulated thought and opened to view vast fields of knowledge. If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ. Every gem of thought, every flash of the intellect is from the light of the world. Amen. In continuing, every gem of thought, every flash of the intellect is from the light of the world. In these days, we hear much about higher education. The true higher education is that imparted by him, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, John chapter 1, verse 4. He that followeth me, said Jesus, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Desire of Ages, page 464, paragraph 4. And on the slide, it shows a picture that says Revelation. And also it says, in these days we hear about higher education. And it shows like a graduation hat and diploma. Then there's another picture that with the writing, the true higher education is that imparted by Christ. And it shows a young woman with the Bible studying in nature. Well, it shows pictures of the grass where she's at and the trees around. And then it also says, Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, King James Version, set your affection on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Amen.
Thank you so much, dear sister. Question, boys and girls, what in these days do we hear much about, and what is the true higher education that is imparted by him, Jesus, if you know the answer to the question, dear Lord? Dear ones, bubble up.
We hear much about higher education, and the true higher education is that imparted by him, Jesus, in whom we are hid all the treasures, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 465. In the words, I am the light of the world, Jesus declared himself the Messiah. The aged Simeon, in the temple where Christ was now teaching, had spoken of him as a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Luke 2, verse 32. In these words, he was applying to him a prophecy familiar to all Israel. By the prophet Isaiah, the Holy Spirit had declared, and he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Isaiah 49, verse 6. This prophecy was generally understood as spoken of the Messiah. And when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, the people could not fail to recognize his claim to be the promised one. Desire of Ages, page 465, paragraph 1.
On the side are listed the 12 tribes of Israel, namely Manasseh, Naphtali, Issachar, Ephraim, Benjamin, Simeon, Asher, Zebulun, Gad, Dan, Reuben, and Judah. Also, there is a verse from Isaiah 49:6. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. And in Acts 13:47, for so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light of the Gentiles. And Jesus himself said, Jesus is the Son of Righteousness, being, I am the light of the world. That's it. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Christina, I think you're going to have to refresh. Question, boys and girls, and mommies and daddy, and also our guests. In the words, I am the light of the world. What did Jesus declare himself to be? And who declared this truth in the paragraph? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones. Bubble up.
I'm sorry, Sister Christina, there was no sound. The answer is the Messiah and the aged Simeon in the temple where Christ was now teaching in the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit had declared that he will restore the preserved of Israel and be given for a light to the Gentiles.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Isaiah in chapter 49, verse 6.
restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 6. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 6.
The Pharisees and rulers disclaim seemed an arrogant. To the Pharisees and rulers, this seemed to be an arrogant assumption that a man like themselves should make such pretensions. They could not tolerate. Seeming to ignore his words, they demanded, "Who art thou?" They were bent upon forcing him to declare himself the Christ. His appearance and his work were so at variance with the expectations of the people that as many as his wily enemies believed a direct announcement of himself as the Messiah would cause him to be rejected as an impostor. Desire of Ages, page 465, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls. Why did the Pharisees and rulers seem to ignore Christ's words, demand, "Who art thou?" And what was the reason behind this? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
They were bent upon forcing him to declare himself the Christ. And they were wily enemies believed a direct announcement of himself as the Messiah would cause him to be rejected as an impostor.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages 465. But to their question, "Who art thou?" Then said they unto him, "Who art thou?" And Jesus said unto them, "Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning," John 8:25, "that which hath been revealed in his word was revealed also in his character." Amen. And he was an embodiment of the truth. And the truth he taught. And then next to the slide is.
And it says in the middle, right states picture, and then said Jesus to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself." John 8:28. And on the middle left picture says, "In the beginning was the word, I am," Exodus, I think 3:14 or 1:14. And on the bottom it says, "Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life." Continuing, "I do nothing of myself," he continued, "but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." He did not attempt to prove his messianic claim, but showed his unity with God. If their minds had been open to God's love, they would have received Jesus.
On the next side of the slide, then say Jesus to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man," amen, "then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself." John 28. Psalm 4:8. "I delight to do thy will, O Lord. Yeah, the law is within my heart." "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, the law is within my heart. As The living Father has sent me. I have lived by the Father, so that eating me, even he, shall live by me. John 6:57.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. What was Jesus' response to their question, "Who art thou?" And did he attempt to prove his messianic claims to them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
Jesus saith, Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, and no but showed his unfaithfully with God. If their minds had been open to God's love, they would have
received Jesus. Praise the Lord. All our babies in the room are getting older. They're reading so well. Good job, everyone. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear one. And this one is also taken from the book of John, chapter 8. It also includes 6 and 7 from the King James Version.
Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. The Father hath not left me alone, the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, and I seek the final glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true. That no one righteousness is in him. No one righteousness is in him. When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him.
Desire of Ages, page 166. Among his hearers, many were drawn to him in faith, and to them he said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Desire of Ages, page 166, paragraph 1. These words offended the Pharisees. The nation's long subjection to a foreign yoke, they disregarded and angrily exclaimed,
we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. Or sayest thou that ye shall be made free? And Jesus looked upon these men, the slave of malice, those who thought were bent upon the revenge, and sadly answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. They were in the worst kind of bondage, ruled by the spirit of evil. This is Desire of Ages 466, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and welcome, dear ones. Did all Christ's hearers reject him and his words? And who was offended by what Jesus said to the many hearers drawn to him by faith? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. Many were drawn to him in faith, and to them he said, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And the Pharisees, who were in the worst kind of bondage, ruled by the spirit of evil.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this also is found in the book of John. This is in chapter 8, verse 31 to 32 from the King James Version.
Into Jesus, to those Jews which believed on him. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And the truth shall make you free.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the end of the first section of our review. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close.
Good morning, boys and girls. Let's see, I got my volume up. Okay, recognizing God as the giver of all gifts. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, Selah, Psalm 68:19. God gives us all the good things that we get. And by the way, do you know what Selah means? It means stop and think about what I just said. Under the Jewish economy, a system of government, on the birth of children, an offering was made to God by his own appointment. In other words, God told him to do it. Now we see parents taking special pains to present gifts to their children on their birthdays. They make this an occasion or a time of honoring the child as though honor were due to the human being for life, health, food, and clothing, no less than for the hope of eternal life. We are indebted to the giver of all mercies, and that's God. It is due to God to recognize his gifts and to present our offerings of gratitude or thanksgiving to our greatest benefactor, that is God. These birthday gifts are recognized in heaven. If Christian parents had accustomed their children to present offerings to God in acknowledgement or recognition of his great gift of salvation to men, how different would be the character of the young? Their minds would have been called away from themselves to the blessed Savior. They would have been taught to feel that he loved them and that he is the source of all blessings. In other words, all blessings come from God. That he is their hope and happiness and hope of happiness and eternal life. If this kind of education had been given to our children, we should today see far less selfishness. Do you know what selfishness means? It is give me, give me, give me. Far less envy and jealousy, that is wanting what others have. We should have many more young men and young womanly. Let me write that again. We should have more manly young men and more womanly young women. We should see the youth coming up with moral strength. That means they can resist temptation with pure principles. They do things because they are right, with well-balanced minds. They keep God in their thinking and lovely characters. These are the people you like to be around, because the model would be ever before them. They always think, what would Jesus do if he were in my place? They would be impressed with the importance of copying the excellence of Jesus, the pattern. God wants the youth and those of mature age, your mamas and daddies, to look to him, to believe in Jesus Christ, whom he, God, has sent, and to have him abiding in the heart or living in the heart. Then a new life will quicken every faculty of the being. To quicken means to inspire with life. The divine comforter, the Holy Spirit, will be with them to strengthen them in their weakness and guide them in their perplexity. That means God will guide them when they don't know what to do. It, the Holy Spirit, will make plain to them the path of life. Sons and Daughters of God, page 152. Our verse again said, blessed be the Lord who daily loads.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. And dear ones, we have come to the end of our review. And next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled The Light of Life. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddy, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
Who we all need and bow our head to the Godhead. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be the most precious and holy name. Thank you, Lord, for the waking up this morning, Lord. Thank you for giving us a Sabbath day rest that we could be able to rest from all our toils from the week, Lord. Not only for our physical toils, but our mental toils also, Lord, I pray. Help us, Lord. Thank you for the lessons today, Lord. I pray that it stay in our mind and in our heart, that in the days that we need it, it come back into our remembrance, Lord. Thank you for your plan of salvation. Thank you for your plan of redemption, Lord. Thank you to make a way for a sinner to reconcile with God. I pray that you continue being with us for the rest of the day, Lord. Be with the speakers, Lord. Bless them and keep them. Bless everyone that is in the room, everyone that is on the phone, everyone that is going to be listening to this recording on a later day. I bless me and keep me also, and my family also, Lord, I pray. Lord, although it is a beautiful day, it's also a very cold day, Lord. I pray that everyone be warm in your love, Lord, I pray. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study, in our review. So next Sabbath, we will continue with chapter 51 entitled The Light of Life in part 3. God bless each and every one of you, dear ones, and I hope and pray that you will be continually blessed with the rest of the sermon and also the youth study. God bless everyone.